All right, so let's do this. Here we go.
I like your spirit, Josh. Don't take it personally, by the way, that I locked you out of the compound.
I know. And did you? And I'm like, I put such zest in the text too. Like,
I'm coming in.
This is your final warning. I'm coming in. Meanwhile, I'm out punching the keypad. Just nothing's happening.
I text back, "No, you're not." Yeah, the battery in the keypad went out this week.
I thought for sure, like you were like, "Okay, we have to turn the gate off because Josh is gonna be here in like 10 minutes. Turn the gate off."
I wish I would have thought of that. Could have just gone out and hit the breaker. That's fun all day.
Stand in the bush with a hose. Wait till I'm punching and just start spraying me.
Ideas for next time. Hey, welcome to your artificial friends, everybody.
Let's do it.
Josh is here.
Woo.
I'm here. You're here.
We're all here.
When the people that you know don't like you,
strummy,
and your treasured friendships and
pizzazz,
shoot into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Jazz hands.
That was kind of plucky, wasn't it?
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was good.
I liked it a lot. Welcome, Josh.
It put me in a good mood.
Sam Farmer is on assignment, as is Larry Morgan.
We can't figure out where Sam is.
We have no idea where he is right now.
I guessed Wimbledon, but I'm not sure if it's going on right now.
I don't think he's there yet. I think he's going.
He goes after the first round,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like middle of the tournament.
He goes a little bit later. What was I going to say? Just moments ago, as we're talking on Sunday morning,
right?
Just moments ago, the French Open just ended. And now I guess the next big thing is everybody goes over to Wimbledon. That all starts in like a week or so, a couple weeks, a few weeks.
I watch is Mario World Tennis. My kid plays on Switch.
Honest to God, I'd rather. If you see me watching tennis, I've lost a bet.
I actually used to really be into watching tennis. Only Wimbledon though. Remember when it used to just be on HBO? What?
So just, you know, watching golf or tennis. On one hand, most of the time I envy Sam.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, it's NFL.
It's probably a blast to be
it's
there.
It's the Super Bowl. It's something huge like that. But then the other times he's like, hey, I'm covering golf. Hey, I'm covering tennis. If I were buried up to my chin in golf coverage and someone threw a bucket of tennis coverage at my head, would I duck?
Okay.
I don't know.
What sporting event would be the worst one to sit at, in your opinion? Like any sporting event in the world?
Curling. I don't know.
No, I'd rather watch curling than some of these other sports.
Highlight. No, highlight is actually pretty exciting.
Really? Have you seen?
I remember seeing it years ago. They used to play it a lot in Florida.
Miami's with the right.
And that ball gets going.
Yeah, but I don't know what the rules are.
150 miles an hour.
Is it just racquetball rules?
It looks cool.
Looks like they just make that shit up and they're like, just throw the ball.
It looks like you're playing with one of those ball flingers for dogs on the beach.
Ball flingers.
Ball flingers. At any rate, before we get too far down that road,
wait, you didn't tell me what's the worst sport?
The worst sport. Women's basketball.
That's pretty bad.
Sorry, ladies.
That is pretty bad.
Unless you got like a trampoline at the bottom and below each of the.
They can dunk. Yeah, that's got to be pretty bad.
I kid women's basketball.
Would you rather watch a women's basketball game or would you rather go watch like arena football?
Oh, arena football for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What about monster truck things? Is that a sporting event?
Well,
they're races.
Well, I mean, it's not really.
I'd rather watch monster trucks.
Monster truck events are the professional wrestling of auto sports.
Which is, that's got to be the worst compliment of all time. The professional wrestling
of
auto sports. It's got to be like the worst description. If you're the professional wrestling of anything, then you need to seriously reconsider what you're doing.
The professional wrestling of cosmetics. You don't want to go there.
Yeah. Okay.
We have something to cover here.
Yes. Sporting.
It's something that happened, was made official this last Wednesday.
Right.
Well, made semi-official.
I think the NFL announced it.
They did, but okay. He's not actually enshrined.
Oh, right.
So it became official, and it will be actualized in August, mm-hmm. early August, in Canton, Ohio.
Yes.
Sam Farmer is a Hall of Fame journalist,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and well deserved.
Our own Sam. He really, you know, I'm not going to say this shit when he's around, but seriously, if you read any of his stuff,
totally.
He finds a way to tell a story that nobody else fucking tells. And he had to do that because he was in LA for a couple of decades without a team. And he had to find interesting ways to couch NFL stories so that people would read about it when it wasn't involving their home team.
And here's the thing, too, about, I mean, that's got to be a super difficult job because there are a million sports writers all writing about the same hot football story. You know what I mean? Whatever's going on. So it's like to find a new twist that is interesting and be good at it, that in itself is a golden talent.
And that's why he's such a fucking ninja with it, because like whenever there's a big NFL event,
right,
everybody's like crowding around this.
Right.
You know, he's like Indiana Jones finding the staff of Ra for the, you know, so the sun comes through the window and beams through the headstaff and down.
Exactly.
And everybody else's headstaff is 3 feet too short.
They're digging a quarter mile out of the way and he's standing over there.
But he knows where the beam is going and he's digging in the well of souls, right?
Right. It's like it's a football story, but it isn't really a football story.
Right.
It's a human interest story.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it great, because you're going into this story thinking, I'm going to read about some Raiders story, and all of a sudden I'm reading about John Gruden's driver, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like – it's that itself is just crazy that he can do stuff like that.
When I interview people, usually music people, for the radio,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to get too cutesy with it. You don't want to get like have your mind set on, I'm going to ask him this cool question, and then that's going to throw him off. And because shit never goes the way, rarely goes the way you anticipate it.
And they've been asked
these questions a million times. But, if you try to go and ask them something just for sport that they've never been asked to get them off their game, sometimes it just pisses them off.
Right.
And they're like, oh, God, here we go. Here's one of these. But if you can ask them a question that's never been asked them that they find interesting, then you're off to the races. Then you've got something, and you see that spark of recognition
connection.
In their eyes.
They connect.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're like, okay.
There could be a beer on the table in front of either of us.
Exactly.
And this would be a conversation that I'd enjoy having.
Right.
I don't just have to have it before my handler gets me the fuck out of here.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
If they enjoy
this interview,
right.
Their answers are way more spicy, and it's like you're getting the dirt, you're getting this part that maybe they've never talked about, and you might be the first person to bring this out in them.
Yes.
Yeah. He can.
And he tends to do that, and the way he does it is, I'm gonna if you're a sports writer and you wanna
don't give out what, don't give his Hall of Fame secrets away.
Well, he's talked about it before.
Oh, okay. But go ahead.
He does kind of what police do. He starts on the outer perimeter of something. Like if he wants to interview, so-and-so, some quarterback, he'll first go and ask his high school football coach and his grade school CYO football coach about, something. And then he'll ask his ninth grade science teacher about, the kid and find out something. Then he'll ask his brother about things. And then he'll go and ask the player himself.
I think he basically builds the story.
Yeah, well, and it's like
instead of just going and getting the answer, he builds it.
I forget who it was, but everybody's asking. Was it Jared Goff? I'm trying to think of who it was now. Anyway, he goes to him, and everybody else's question is, "Hey, how do you feel about being the first draft pick?" And he goes up to him, and he's like, "So tell me about the time your brother tells me you peed on an electric fence." And a smile just comes across his face, and all the barriers are broken down, and he's like, "Oh shit, I better tell this guy the truth because he knows it already."
Right.
And Sam is uh, he's in even if he's just writing a Facebook post about Paige, you know, for her birthday or something. It's like, well, I hate that because Laura sees it. She's like,
I know.
Why don't you ever write me anything nice like
I'm
that?
I'm like, I, and then the heart symbol and you to my wife. You know what I mean? And then he's got this elegant thing that just kind of captures the moment of how they feel about each other. And I'm like, Cindy, I think you're pretty today. I got a pretty mouth.
Cut and paste. Replace the name Paige with Cindy.
A meme. It's like, yeah. I heart you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right. Cindy reads, it's like, but Josh, we never lived in the Bay Area.
She's like, there's an E in heart, honey.
Yeah, so that probably wouldn't
work. Yeah.
But good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we were talking about you and I. About my first question was, so you're going.
Let's talk about the text.
All right. You're going into Canton, Ohio, right? You're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I said, do you get a bust? You know, because they all get bronze busts made of themselves.
I will play the part of Sam Farmer. He said, no, we get a plaque.
Right. And then I sent him a picture of breasts on a plaque.
It's
a plaque of a bust. And then Josh came up with the idea of... Josh said...
Here's the good news is Sam's going to be in the Hall of Fame. The bad news is, which I'm like, I'm a little bothered about this. So I decided on behalf of his artificial friend family, we're going to make this right.
Yeah.
The Canton will not get Sam Farmer a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when those guys get inducted, they all get the yellow jacket, and that's kind of like, it's like the Masters got the green jacket.
They don't provide one. I don't think they forbid you from bringing your own.
Or making one.
Macrame.
So I told Sam on behalf of the his artificial family, your artificial friends, I would find him the yellowest jacket.
Could you?
Now, I don't know if this would be yellowed by years of nicotine. Yeah. Like, it originally was white.
Here's what I want. If anybody listening is handy with crocheting, get a skein of yellow yarn and make a jacket, a cardigan out of yarn.
Imagine wearing that with no shirt on underneath. How itchy that would be.
Imagine who's he getting in? Do we know who's going in the Hall of Fame yet for the players?
I don't think they've announced it.
I don't know if they have yet. But could you imagine him standing next to, you know, Jerome Bettis and all these Hall of Famers wearing their jackets, and there's Sam wearing his nylon
slightly off yellow,
big wooden buttons.
Like the long ones that look like fishing lures.
Yeah, big square buttons or something. Parquet button.
Excuse me.
We both got...
Oh.
We both work something.
Yeah. So we're going to...
And I'm not taking that out.
We were joking about... I was with Cindy yesterday, and we were going to this grocery store, and I saw a Goodwill, and I said to her, I'm like, why the hell was I thinking I needed to go to a Goodwill soon? I can't remember, but I know I need to go to Goodwill. And she's like, why would you go to Goodwill? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I need to get Sam Farmer a yellow jacket.
Oh, you know what? You know what we can make it out of?
I want to get him one that's like sleeves are super short. like it does not fit at all.
I got an idea. and thinking of the kids' arts and crafts at school made me think of this. Yellow felt. We just go and get like a butterick pattern for a blazer, and we get.
Do you have a sewing machine?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
and we cut out a bolt of felt.
Bolt.
and we make a felt yellow jacket for him out of that.
And we write in like marker. We like yaff on the pocket.
We write
breast pocket.
We write congratulation. You done it.
You done good.
You done it. You ever see that on the cake?
Congratulations.
That website with all those cakes, all those cake fails. Yes. So good. What was the one that Laura loved? Jenny on top.
The whole thing is running.
And you can hear the conversation. Right. And will you write Jenny on top?
Yep. Anyway. Well, congrats, Sam.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good for him. I have no idea where he is right now.
We sent him a text. We're going to try to get him a call. Maybe if he can. He might be busy.
It's not going to happen.
What else is going on this week? E3 is coming up.
What's E3?
That big electronic the video game convention.
You're a nerd.
I love video games. Have you ever been to what's like the best convention? Have you been to conventions before?
No.
No, you've never been to any conventions? Not one. You've had to have been to like a radio convention, right?
Well, yeah. I was at a trade convention. Yeah, like
that's what I'm just saying. What's the best convention you've ever been to? The one that you enjoyed the most?
Oh, well, easily. It was the R&R convention in 1998, I want to say.
What's that, Radio and...
It was Radio and Records. It was a trade magazine that I guess is still around. I just get emails anymore. They don't actually print the thing on broadsheet anymore like they used to. But... it was held, there was a reception held at the Century City Hotel.
On like Avenue of the Stars?
Yeah, that big hotel that's right there.
Right beside Nakatomi Plaza?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the hotel right now. Anyway.
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it was held there. Century City Hilton? Was that the Hilton there? I don't know.
I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
Anyway, that high-rise hotel.
Right.
So we're all there. Everybody I know at the station I work at, everybody I know at every station in L.A., everybody I know at any other station around the country, they had all come to Los Angeles for this. And we're having a great time. We're, you know, drinking and smoking cigarettes and just having a fantastic time catching up. Then comes time for everybody to go downstairs and get on buses. We get on a couple buses, and they drive us down to Anaheim. And we go in at 9 o'clock to Disneyland.
Shit-faced.
Yeah, pretty popped already, yeah. But we get in there,
on a bus with a bunch of drunk DJs going to Disneyland.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, God.
We go in to Tomorrowland.
Okay.
And they have Tomorrowland completely blocked off. It's all for us. And the pizza port... has all the pizza you can eat, all the beer and wine you can drink, and you have run of Tomorrowland. I was on Magic Mountain, or Space Mountain, 11 times.
I wonder how much puke they'd clean up. Are you drunk?
Well, we weren't.
Curling.
It wasn't a vomitory.
I'm just saying, you get a bunch of lushes all Disneyland at 9 a.m. all shit-faced.
It was
eating pizza and riding.
It was just glorious. Sounds, you know, Autotopia and all that stuff.
That was great when Mark had his...
Oh, wasn't that fantastic?
And they shut down... That was just even a small part.
Yeah.
We rode... Me, Owen, and Cindy rode the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Mm-hmm.
Literally... I think 6 times in a row without getting off of...
Right. Like, nobody else was trying to get on.
There was literally no... They shut it all off. And it was like 9 o'clock and nobody was riding it. No one's just... We're like, another round. We just go through again. Be like, one more time. No, they didn't even make us get off. It was great.
It was so good. Yeah. And then, you know, they put us up overnight so we could broadcast the next morning. That was a really good
time. Yeah, that was fun.
That was pretty fantastic. That's probably the best. What about you?
I've never been to a radio thing before, but that wasn't very fun. I like the geeky ones. No, the sound. I like the really geeky ones. Like I went to a Lego convention one time and it was awesome. It was so cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Like you wouldn't believe some of the crap that those people build. They had built like it's not all just these gigantic structures. They'll build somebody built a cover, the Revolver album cover out of Legos.
Wow.
And it looked like Revolver, you know what I mean? Like
that's a pretty detailed
cover. What I'm saying. It was pretty cool.
How big was it?
Maybe.
Only that big? Yeah. How do you get any detail in that?
Those Legos are small, man. Think about pixel art. Because that's what they did. Basically, they take these little things and they just build a pixel art out of it.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I need to see a picture of that.
I took a picture of it, damn it. It's not in my phone. I think I might have deleted it. I'll find it. I went to a comic book convention one time. It's pretty awesome, too.
Was this as good as the Pokemon convention?
No, that was a store. There are definitely some nerds there, but that
I'm thinking of the comic book store owner in The Simpsons.
That's what the guy was kind of like, honestly. Seriously, I'm not even joking. That's what the guy was kind of like. But I am deep down, I'm like a super nerd, super geeky. Everything I like is super geeky. I love video games. I love comic books. I don't buy comic books anymore. But I used to when I was a kid. I just love everything about, like, although I hate all those Marvel movies. Do you watch any of those?
No. I mean, I've seen a few.
I wish I could. I wish I could. What? But I'm so far behind that, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, yeah, I'm literally, like, I've asked people, I'm like, if I were to go back and start, where should I go? And they're like, you need to see, like, if you wanted to catch up, everything I understand is if you watch the Winter Soldier, uh-huh, and start from there. And then they're like, you can skip some, like Doctor Strange.
Right.
And I don't think you need to watch Ant-Man. Right. But there's so many of them. There's like, well, there's the like five, there's like three Captain Americas. There's, right, you know, I saw the Iron Man ones, the Hulk.
I saw the first two Iron Man movies.
Thor.
I thought those were okay.
Yeah.
I watched one of the Thor movies because that Jamie Alexander.
Yeah,
was
I.
Oh, God. Oh. She's the one who ran her fingers totally through your hair.
I know who she is. Trust me. Oh. Oh, that one. Oh, what's she look like?
I got a tattooed on the inside of my eyelids. Are you kidding me? But, yeah, and I saw...
I haven't seen any of the Avengers movies.
I saw the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It's when
I couldn't even finish
the
it.
The first one I thought was all right. But when I see that stuff, when I see like these Avengers movies, all that stuff, I'm like, wait, they're in it? Wait, and they're in it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Really, they're in it? You know, it's like I'm waiting to see, like, you know, Lucy and Ricky come out. It's like, who are you going to pull into this fucking thing?
I feel like it's gotten so deep that it's all, now it's turned into like the Lord of the Rings movies where I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And right, I don't give a shit now anymore because there's 50 people and there's 50 stories going on. It's all going on at the same time.
Right.
It's the same reason why I don't watch Game of Thrones because, yeah, I'm just like, I don't have the attention span these days to get invested in these 50 stories. And I'm not judging people who are. I'm just saying that's not for me. And I wish I could. I wish I could get into this stuff. But
let me ask you this. Do you watch any grown-up stuff with Cindy? Do you guys watch anything together?
Occasionally.
Like Handmaid's Tale? Have you watched
anything? No, I don't watch any TV anymore.
No?
Not really. I don't. You know, I watch
Hulu.
I watch... What was I watching last? Oh, like I watched... I watch when I can... And I watch Netflix. I watch Making a Murderer. Uh-huh. I like documentaries and stuff like that.
Oh my God! I just watched the.
But like I don't like I like. But there's some things I'm freaky about. Like I love It. That I'm like I cannot wait for It. The second part.
Really?
To come out. Yes.
Silas love that movie. Silas is 8.
No, and
he's,
don't.
And he's begging to watch. I'm unless like, you want no,
just, yes, don't.
No, absolutely
he'll shit
not.
The bed.
Well, and that's the thing is he doesn't understand how scary
there's,
things
here's
can
thing.
Be.
Yeah,
and I've said he goes, "What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?" I'm like, "Well,
Exorcist.
It's been a long time since I've seen a scary movie, but like the last one that really affected me right before we had kids, Paranormal Activity." And he's like, "What's that about?" I'm like, "It's about a ghost."
Here's,
and that's all I'll tell him because that shit got me, man.
Yes.
I would wake up. Here's where it gets you. I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, as we all do. You get up to, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever, and you look over and it's 3:14. It's like, oh! And you can't. The adrenaline goes through your arms, and right, you're like, so you can't
I'll tell
fucking
you this
go back
story
to sleep.
Real quick. I got two stories. So I wear a CPAP machine, right?
Uh-huh.
And it there's a the thing goes over your nose,
right?
Okay, and it's got like a little L valve, I guess, or whatever, an L channel that's plastic, right? And,
mm-hmm,
and it's on a swivel, so the plastic tube can move around. You know, it's not just like stuck in there like a hard
a gimbal.
Joint.
Gimbal.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Gimbal, whatever. Gimbal. Here's your gimbal right here. But that thing moves, okay? And this has happened to me like 2 or 3 times, is it will move so it's vertical.
Uh-huh.
So that means it's shooting straight up in my line of vision, right? And I will wait, a noise will happen in the middle of the night, and I'm tilted sideways, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'll open my eyes, and the thing looks like there's a person standing right over top of me. And I'll go, and I get all herky jerky. And it's happened like 3 times. It scares the living piss out of me. Because it looks exactly like someone's just standing right over top of your head, like staring down. And the other thing I was going to say is Cindy, her dad, like, let her, when she was a kid, let her watch like all these.
Oh my God.
All these horror movies with her. So she's like
a horrible idea.
But she's like, she doesn't get scared by them. She finds them unamusing.
She's desensitized.
Yes. And I'm like, I love a good scary movie. But the problem is you gotta be into it. And if I'm not into it, then it's just stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I wanna see the one, the Brightburn. Is that what it's called?
I don't know what that is.
It just came out. It's perfect for me. It's a cross, I guess. I've seen the trailer and I've read about it, but I guess it's a cross between a superhero movie and a horror movie. That it's like a superhero who is a mass monster murderer.
Super horror movie.
Yeah, super horror movie. But that's a great idea. I want to see that. But It, I can't wait for that. That's what, something I'm into.
There's a second?
Well, yeah, it's the second part.
10 years later or something?
The book is written, the way the book is written, which is really cool, is it's about the same people, mm-hmm. but it's two stories. One in the 50s, and then one like in the 80s as adults, both fighting the same creature. So it's like, and the way Stephen King writes it is he intertwines like one chapter about the kids, then one chapter about the adults. So at the end of the book, there's kind of two climaxes that are happening at the same time.
Which, I see.
Which never happens.
It's all about Pennywise.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's his name. That's his earthly name.
Oh.
But yeah, the second.
Why is he dressed like a clown?
Because he can be whatever he wants to be.
Well, who wants to be a clown?
That's terrifying. Exactly. That's my point. That's terrifying. But this part is the second part of that book where they're adults. Like Bill Hader's in it. There's a couple people in it. But yeah, excited for that. I like the Batman movie. I love the Batman movies. I hate Justice League movies. I don't know what else. What are you, TV-wise?
TV-wise, what am I
watching?
I used
to watch The Walking Dead, but I got
never watched that. Laura and I last night watched the first episode of season 3 of The Handmaid's Tale. Okay. She's into that. I was about ready to check out of the last scene of the last season. I'm like, oh, come on.
What is it about? What is The Handmaid's Tale?
It's about... Okay, the book originally was written by Marjorie Atwood in the 80s, and some of it has kind of come to pass, eerily, talking about women's rights and so forth, and degradation of some of those. Also talking about us being exposed to so many chemicals that infertility becomes a problem, and different things like that. She was talking about things being run by old white men and things happening at a glacial pace, like the story we were talking today about, the story of the turtle. You put a turtle in warm water, just bathtub warm, and you keep increasing the temperature, and it won't get out of it until finally it's just boiling.
That's the way you're supposed to cook a lobster.
Yeah. Good.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. But it's kind of like that where, if things would have happened all at once, there would have been a revolt for it, but, it's this, little liberty taken away and this taken away until you get to a point. So it's kind of a cautionary tale about what could happen if things were allowed to go down a road
that.
Like that. I can imagine you not sitting still for it.
Like 30 seconds in it, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go find some Legos.
It's way intense. And, so that's one thing that we'll watch together. We watched all the Game of Thrones together. But she'll also watch, Ballers, that's the Dwayne Johnson NFL thing. Well, the thing was, we had a friend who was the the director of photography on it, the AD.
Okay.
And so I'm like, well, you should probably watch it to see what it's about and so forth, so we can at least say, hey, good job. And we start watching it, and she's like, she hates NFL and she all that stuff. She thinks she Dwayne Johnson's a character and a cartoon character. She's not gonna like him. She watches it after one episode. She's like, I like Dwayne Johnson. So we ended up watching like every season of this.
The greatest thing I ever saw Dwayne Johnson do, this was back, I actually watched wrestling. This is what I went home to visit one time, all my friends were like, "You gotta watch Monday Night Raw." So they all go to a bar and watch wrestling, and I'm just standing there like, "Okay, I'll go along. I have fun." And this was back when he was like in his heyday of wrestling. Okay, and the match he was in, this is when I decided I love this guy. They got out of the ring, you know, and they're fighting outside of the ring, and then they got those like metal. The barriers to keep the
stanchions,
that keep the people out. Sure. Well, they're like wrestling right against those, and there's like people standing right there, right? So he's beating this guy in the head, and the guy's like acting all dazed and everything. Uh-huh. And he's going boom, 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 and he's punching him in the head. All of a sudden, he reaches in the crowd, grabs somebody's camera. Takes a picture of the guy that he's beating, hands the camera back, and then starts beating the guy again. And I was like, that is the greatest wrestling move I've ever seen in my entire life. And the person in the crowd's just like, oh my God, because it was like just a little digital camera. He's just like, boom, 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 grabs the camera, goes, hands it back, boom, boom, boom. Amazing. That was when I decided I love that guy.
Anyway, we watch that show when it comes on and so forth. We'll watch some sitcoms.
You know, do you like Better Call Saul?
Never watched.
Oh,
never.
So
I never
good.
Saw Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's right. We forgot about this.
Yeah.
You can never. You can't. Do you criticize Goonies? Because that you can't criticize Goonies if you never.
I've never seen it.
Oh, all right. Just want to end the show. and the people that you know don't like you.
What else did we? Oh, you know what I watched when Laura was away last week?
What?
The Ted Bundy tapes.
That's one of the ones I keep meaning to watch. I think we've had this. You know what?
God.
I'm weird about that stuff. I was starting to listen to this girl I worked with turned me on to. It was a serial killers podcast. Mm-hmm.
Serial?
No, not the serial, but it's actually called Serial Killers.
Okay.
But it was like each person was a 2-episode thing, like an hour long, and they would have like a psychologist break it down, and they'd also have somebody kind of tell the story. So it was like pretty in depth. And then they did one. It was about like a nurse, and they found out like she had killed like all these kids, and I couldn't even listen to. I was just like, I can't listen to this. Like some of that's. I get enamored with it, but then I'm like, why am I enamored with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like one of those.
I don't
even want to give this person justice by recognizing they existed, but yet I'm completely stuck to my, riveted on what they. It's weird. I don't like myself.
That's the thing. There's some self-loathing involved in it because I personally feel like I will never say the name of John Lennon's killer on the radio.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because I know that's what he wanted. That's why he did it, right. And I'll be damned if I'm going to say that. So, like, especially in that fellow's case,
right.
He killed, 36 or more women, and that was kind of what he was enjoying is the attention of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
by watching a documentary, it's just him getting more attention.
Yeah.
I totally get
he's,
it.
He was fricasseed, back a long time ago, so he's not around to enjoy it. But, it's pretty creepy
stuff.
Boy,
this podcast just took a dark turn.
Sorry about that.
Geez.
One thing we forgot to talk about at the very beginning, though.
What?
Talking about the Hall of Fame stuff, and I was just thinking this. I have a separate conversation when I'm talking with you.
I'm so boring.
Just
you're like,
have a side channel.
Like, I just want to get this podcast over with. Let's just get it over with. And you're like, okay, tonight we're going to get some lettuce. I'm going to get some groceries.
Larry and I are the only two members of this podcast that aren't in a Hall of Fame.
I know. Step it up.
Let everyone know. Sam is going into the NFL Hall of Fame, and you are a member of
the Alabama Country Music Hall of Fame, which I'm not sure exists yet. Or I don't know. I have to look into it.
Yeah,
but
something tells me Mark Thompson's going to be in the Radio Hall of Fame soon.
Yes.
So if we have him back in here. It's going to be a little embarrassing to be the only person who isn't in any Hall of Fame.
What do you and Larry have in common that maybe you're keeping you out of the Hall a Hall of Fame?
Lack of talent?
Lack of appreciation of the Goonies.
Does Thompson like the Goonies?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you do the math, what's the common link between you and Larry? And, the first thing I see is Goonies. Watch the Goonies.
Let's see. Oh, should we?
Do we got any messages?
Should we check the YAF line?
Sure.
If you want to get a hold of us, 626-657-6428 is the YAF line.
Yep.
Or O-A-M-U-C P-M hat.
Amok. O-A-M-U-C.
I'm
going to read it in a Pittsburgh accent. It's, okay, what's, oh, let me stand up. I got to read the thing. Okay. The number is 626-657-6428 or O-A-M-U-C P-M hat. So, Yins, go ahead and give us a call anytime.
Yins. Yins and Nens.
Oh, my God. We got so many messages today. No doubt.
Oh, God. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
I don't know.
I had something I was going to say, and then I forgot.
Is it about the LEM, the low energy person?
I don't know. Anyway, well, move ahead here. I'll see if I can get these messages.
What are you guys going to do to get in the Hall of Fame?
I think that
Hall of Fame are you most likely to be elected to? What do you think?
What Hall of Fame am I most likely to be elected to?
Most likely to be elected to.
Oh, God. A person who's shut down more radio stations than, I don't know, Y107, Channel 103.1, The Sound.
Andy Chandler's the kiss of death. Yeah. Andy's coming here. Everybody start packing it up. Here he comes.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be something like this. It looks like we have one that we forgot to air last month.
Oh, you know what? I had a question I was thinking about on the way over that I wanted to ask you.
What
is it? You know how like everybody's snobby about something? You know what I mean? It's like
you and the Goonies?
Yeah, I can be up classified. I'm a Goonie apologist. What is something that you consider yourself a snob about? I would say you're probably a coffee snob, right?
I am a coffee snob.
Is there any other things?
I don't think.
And they don't have to be bad. I mean, it just means it's something that you're like really interested in.
I won't suffer through shitty alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, but
I guess I'm a beer snob. Totally beer snob.
But yeah, coffee is probably the thing that I'm most poopy about.
I was thinking about me, and I think I'm a football snob, meaning I don't tolerate people who try to act like they know what they're talking about. I can't watch a football game with someone that acts like they know what's going on. They're commenting on it, and it's just like,
it's clear you don't know what
it just drives me. I'd rather just not. I'll turn the channel. I'm like, let's watch MacGyver. I don't care. I'm not gonna watch this game. I can't watch this. That, and that's generally why I like to watch football alone.
Really?
Yeah. I usually watch it, but I don't really enjoy watching football with other people.
Really?
Unless it's a game I don't care about. Then I don't give a shit. Then I'll watch with them. But if it's a Steeler game, I generally watch. I would have to say 99% of the time I watch. I'll watch it. Half the time it's because of choice, and the other half is because no one will watch it with me. Because like Cindy will leave that house because she can't take it, and Owen will. He's like,
Is it just a string of invective from you, or are you just shouting things at the TV? I
remember the last time they came. She usually takes him to get him out of the house because she doesn't want to him to experience the emotional roller coaster that I go through, and it'll be like a stupid game like the Steelers versus the Rams, like somebody that's not not like a rival or anything. But I remember the 2 years ago when they lost against the Patriots in the Jesse James touchdown. Remember that?
Was it the AFC Championship?
That wasn't the AFC Championship, but it was like a late season game where they would have got like a first round bye.
Yeah.
Had they won that game, the Patriots would have been like the second seed. And Jesse James caught the ball across the goal line. Then it moved when he fell. Remember? So they literally walked in from like shopping as Jesse James had like caught the pass. And Owen comes around the corner, and I'm on my knees, and I just dropped a couple F yeahs. You know what I mean? Like with my fists up in the air, like, yeah, because it was the Patriots, and it was just like, yeah! And then it was like a minute later, they overturned it. So I went from the happiest man in Los Angeles to just physically restraining myself from picking the TV up and hurling it through the front window. And he's just sitting there watching, so he's just like... Josh just called me. I'm just like, don't tell me what to do. The Patriots, they changed. I just was going, I don't even want to relive it. I'm sorry I brought this up. I'm sorry. I'm getting sweaty and mad now. I'm sorry. I don't want to. Let's talk about something else. Oh, go heavens. Ahead. Play a message. Now my heart's racing, and I'm ready to flip this table like The Rock.
Wow.
Still mad. It's 2 years. It's been 2 years.
Well, as far as knowing, you know, all of the the minutia of football, it's like I know more than the average bear, but you know, I don't know if I am. I don't know that I have encyclopedic knowledge of it. Like, you know, here's somebody says, you know, what teams did so-and-so play for in the 60s?
And right.
I'm like, well, let's see. He was on the Colts, but I have no idea.
I'm not that nerdy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not that nerdy. Sometimes I am, but I'm not like a complete encyclopedia. But I just don't like when people say dumb stuff when I'm trying to watch a football game. That's one thing I'm nerdy about, and I'm also nerdy about video, or I'm snobby about video games.
How does that orange line keep moving on the field? How do they? Yeah.
How you just scored a touch goal? That's 7 points.
Let's see.
Stop it with your touch goal.
What?
Is this even hooked up right? Oh, this ain't gonna work. Are we recording? Just hang on.
Damn it. Here we go.
Hey, Bruce.
No! What is going on? It happens every time.
You just knew that was going to happen. You just knew it was going to happen.
What is happening? Bullshit.
Yeah, I'll look at emails. At least I can read those.
Don't.
Call me when you're ready.
Don't discount me.
I pulled the emails up. Did I tell you somebody emailed me with? Oh, yeah, we did.
Son of a bitch. I have to do it this way. This way I had to.
Somebody sent a picture. Remember we were talking about angry carrots? Somebody sent that picture for your angry
carrot. Is that from Harry Potter? Is that the mandrake root?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's do it this way.
Hey, Yappers. Sitting here watching a hockey game on NBC Thursday night. After the game was over, the Blues were skating off the rink, and there was a guy standing in the corner giving him a one-finger salute right in the middle where he couldn't miss him. Give him an old bird. He looks like he was pissed off just because the Bruins lost. Boo-hoo. Love you guys.
Good. I get that guy's hate for Boston sports is equal to mine.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm rooting.
Let's get more hockey calls on the app.
Hey, I love a good hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hey, give us a call. Talk some hockey.
Hoodoo Gurus that have Tragically Hip have a song. They have a song. One of the lyrics is, "You said you didn't give a fuck about hockey. Never heard anybody say that before."
Canadians rule.
They do. They really do. So next thing that's coming up. Is the end of school. I'm assuming
it's already happened.
Oh, Owen's out?
Yeah, it was happened. Yeah, Friday.
Wow. So now you got a kid on your hands all summer.
Well, no, he goes to daycare. But he had a half day on Thursday and Friday, and I got a half day on Thursday. They give half days every once in a while, and mine was on Thursday, right? So I surprised him and picked him up at school.
Nice.
And we went to McDonald's, and he got his Happy Meal. And man, I ate a quarter pounder with cheese and fries for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And I felt like garbage. I mean, I got done with that and I was just like, ugh. It felt like somebody injected me with like mercury. It just felt so gross. And I was eating it and I'm like, this is pretty good. This isn't that bad. I haven't had McDonald's in a long time. And the fries were good. And I got like a Diet Dr. Pepper and I finished it. I sat there and I was like, I'm full. And about like 20, like 10 minutes later, I was just like, ugh. I literally felt like this. That's just what I felt like. And then I decided to take him bowling, right? So we're bowling and everything. And he did the he's seven now, so he used to do the push where you push it down the rail thing.
Right, and they have the bumpers on either side.
Yeah, yeah, but he'd also have that aimer thing.
Oh, right, they have a chute. A ramp. Yeah.
Shoot. A ball shoot. What was the other ball thing we said today?
I don't know.
A ball flinger. This is the ball episode. But they had this ball like ramp that would aim it, you know, so he doesn't have to wind up and throw it. So he saw another kid doing it that was a little bit older. So he decided he was going to start doing it. And it was great because we got him the lightest ball there is. And his shot would literally start from where he picked up the ball, like as soon as his fingers got in the ball,
the ball returned.
That yeah, he was starting his shot. Like he would get it, get his fingers in the ball, and then just start running towards the frame. And by the time he's halfway there, he's already like twisted sideways with the ball behind him. And then right when he got right up to the toe line, he would just hurl his body forward sideways and spin the ball and throw it. And sure enough, the kid got it like down the middle like every third time. I don't know how he did it, but it was like this weird kind of all one motion from the ball thing to right the thing. And he, like the shot lasted like 1.5 seconds because he'd be like, and it was hilarious. It was great. I loved it. It was good. So he's all excited. He actually started throwing him down the lane.
Nice.
We had a good time.
Nice.
Daddy Sunday.
We were just talking on the way in here.
When's their last day?
About how kids just don't listen.
Oh God, no.
Pick that up. Hey, pick that up. Hey, pick that up. Please pick that up.
Don't do that.
You see that?
Don't
pick that up.
Don't
pick
touch
that up.
It. Don't
pick
touch
that up.
Don't
pick
touch
that up. Pick that up. Pick that up.
No.
You pick that up. God.
I can tell you, I was yesterday where you're playing tennis. I'm like, throw it to me. 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 And then he just picks up and smacks it and goes flying outside. I'm like, what? Do you think I like to play tennis because I enjoy walking around picking up balls?
Nobody in this house listens to me. It's nobody. No. Grammy is in there with the kids right now, and I walk in there. I'm like, "Oh, you guys turned on the air conditioning. Great."
I answered you.
There were
the air conditioning on? I was outside. I'm like, "Yep, it's on, Andy."
There were five windows wide open, and they're just sitting on the couch like nothing's fucking happening. I'm like, you guys know that this doesn't look good if you don't close the windows. Jesus.
What are you trying to do? Cool down North Hollywood? The hell?
You're trying to cool the whole outdoors?
Yeah. Oh, and he's, I can't tell how many times, just like, don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. He did it. And I just look at him and I'm like, do you understand I'm telling you to do something, not because I enjoy telling you to do things. Oh, you want to get the door?
Who's here?
The guest. Hold on.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Hold, please.
Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know your podcast.
No, come on.
Come on in. You got to say hi now.
Yeah, you can.
Now you got to say hi.
You're part of the show now.
Hi.
Hi. Come in. Sit down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to.
Oh.
Lara's here, everybody.
Yay.
Pick up the headphones. You can have that microphone right there.
Do you know what we were literally just talking about?
What?
Is how kids just... You can tell them not to do something 50 times at point blank.
And sometimes grandmothers, too.
And it's
I just went in there.
And
I'm like, hey, shut up. Hey.
All right, you can go back outside.
Like, hey, you guys got the air conditioning on? I'm like, yep, they're just sitting on the couch reading books. I'm like,
all the windows.
Well, let's close these five windows that are wide open in here.
Good times.
Yeah, those kids don't listen. They don't listen at all.
It's just all kids,
it's all
though.
Kids.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, speaking of kids, though, we'll say something positive. Yesterday, Vivian had her first dance recital.
Oh, so cute. And I am not like the dance mom.
I think I did. Did you post it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
She's just so in her element. It's really cool to see your kid do something that they just love and they're good at and just makes them like light up. So it was a lot of fun.
And there's no way we would ever push her into doing that stuff. We're not going to do the toddlers and tiaras horse shit, you know? But she's like, she's been coming to us saying, I want to be on TV. I want to do this. And it's like, I still can't get to that because I think that stuff scars a child. But, you know, you would never force a child into doing it. But my God, if she loves to dance wants to dance on, you know, on stage in productions and so forth.
Yeah.
All right.
It was cool to see the evolution of like she got there and realized like the stage and all the people in the audience and like it was like she was getting really nervous. I almost was worried she wouldn't go on.
I was too.
And then she got up there, and you could tell she was nervous for the first couple seconds. And then she just, like, the first time the audience applauded, she just lit up. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Did you ever see your kid do something and you're just like, I wouldn't do that now. Like, I'm terrified doing that now as an adult. Like, and they're just totally nailing it. And you're like, how is that? How are, you know, like, you're so proud of them that they're doing it, but it's just like,
totally.
I'm terrified watching them do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, totally. That's how I felt yesterday. But also, like, you know, when you're four, you don't realize, like, you know, because there was like a little adult troupe that got up there, like amateur dancers who were like getting up there and doing their routine. And I have major props to them, because when you're four, it's one thing. But when you're a grown adult.
Owen came home from school this last week and was telling me how they had like a volunteer appreciation day for all the moms, the classroom moms and everything. And he goes, yeah, I got up in the auditorium and sang by myself in front of like 50 adults today. And I'm like, that's terrifying. I mean, I played in front of many people before, but I'm terrified of singing in front of somebody. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, we had this thing, and I went up and I sang. And I'm like, what'd you sing? And he's like, you are my sunshine. And I'm like, in a mic? He's like, yeah, I just went up. And he's like, and my teacher gave me an award. And he's like, I just did it by myself. And I'm like,
nobody got video of that?
No. I didn't even know about it because it was just for, like, it was for the parent, the volunteer parents. And so we weren't even notified about it. And he's like, yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm just sitting there looking at him like my stomach got a little, oh my God, how did you do that? Like,
Also this week, just 2 days ago, Silas and his class went to an old folks home.
Yeah.
And they sang some songs for them. And I wasn't there, but Laura was. And she was telling me how neat it was to have those old folks hear some of those songs.
Were you there?
I was,
Were they eating old people food? Did you notice any of the food? Were they eating, like, olive loaf?
I don't know what it was.
Some peanut brittle.
Boston baked beans.
I should have looked more closely. They were clearing lunch as we were arriving, and all I know is it smelled like ass in there.
That might have been the ass.
But I ate something the other day, and I was like, "Oh, this is old people food. I got to bring it up, but I can't remember."
But you, like, the kids sang Oh My Darling Clementine.
Yes, and their teacher said that she taught that to them for this occasion because her grandmother taught it to her, so she thought it would be something that these old people would really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And this 93-year-old woman, she was sitting towards the back where us parent chaperones were standing, and she said, I learned that in second grade, and it's bringing back memories, and you could see her energy shift as she was recalling her childhood. It was really cool.
Do you think they were sucking life force out of the children while they were there? Just
like cocoon.
Like a Dementor,
like cocoon. Their wrinkles started to go away. All of a sudden the gray started to come up. Like, go away a little bit.
You look at your kids have wrinkles and shit.
one's got emphysema from smoking.
I'll tell you what, it's very hysterical to see, like, the whole dynamic between all these old people. Like, there was the one lady who was, like, talking and, you know, throughout the performance, and then really angry lady down going, shh, shh, shh.
Old people, I mean, they're just heartless. They will say whatever. They do. They're not caring.
A lot like little kids.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly.
Elderly are like children.
The cycle.
Porno for Pyro said. Well, thanks for joining us, Laura.
Hey,
my wife, Laura, everybody. No, speaking of singing in front of people, you're both about to sing in front of each other.
Leaving. I just came in to tell you, actually, that jiu-jitsu is like 15 minutes.
Okay.
So, all right.
So, okay, bye.
I better get my gi on.
Okay.
Note, Laura. She's out of here.
Another non-Hall of Famer.
I know. We're chock full of them over
here. Exactly. You're in the same. You and her on the same track. Who's going to be in the Hall of Fame first?
Can't swing a dead cat without hitting a non-Hall of Famer here. How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
I don't know. I guess you can email me. What's my email?
Joshua J. Flieger?
Is it? JoshuaJFlieger@gmail.com. You can email me. Hit us up on Facebook. Like. No, you don't even have to like it. Just rate the podcast.
Yeah.
You can say.
Don't dislike it. But
whatever. Don't lie. Don't be a liar. Live your true life. If you hate us, just go, these guys are turds.
Be your best
self. Owen asked me what a turd was the other day because I called something a turd. He's like, what's a turd? And I'm like, well, it's a piece of poop. So we had to take the dogs to the vet yesterday. These fucking dogs. rocks.
Mitzi and Mitzi and Rubaboo. What's
Muffy and Mrs. Nibbles is what I call her. She's Mrs. Nibbles and Chunky Charlie.
They're two rabbits on the Seaside campus. I call them Cotton Butt and Mr. Nibblers.
They're both dead. I just carry them in a box. One's an old shoe. The other one's a meatloaf. What am I talking about?
I don't know. I gotta go to jiu-jitsu.
So Owen stepped in a gigantic piece of shit on the sidewalk, and it was fresh and creamy. And it was 1,000 degrees out, so it's just baked out there, and it's just stinking. And I'm trying to clean this up, and I just started doing the. So I got two dogs. One of them is wrapped around my ankle, tried to go after traffic. The other one's just standing there staring up at me like, what's going on? And I'm just going, and I don't have anything to clean it up with. So Cindy goes and gets like a wet wipe, and he's just wiping it off his shoe. And I just wanted to cry. That was my low point of yesterday.
Your email or your Instagram handle should be.
This morning I was like, we're like watching TV, and he's like, Daddy, yesterday when I stepped in the turd, you went. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You can get me at Andy Chanley on Instagram, DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook, and Andy _ Chanley on Instagram. Hey, thanks for joining us today, everybody. And don't forget to reach out on the YAF line, 626-657-6428. Just put it in your contacts.
Or a mock PM hat.
When the
people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships and the dog. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Dun, dun.
Turd.
Turd. Turd's a great word.
It really is.
It's my favorite word for poo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turd.